Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Jeff Passan was on the Pat McAfee show, and listen to what he said about Jack Caglione.
This is the kind of guy that maybe the casual fan doesn't really know about. They should. And I think they're going to. Because let's put it this way. This is what Jack Caglione is. He is a guy who has the kind of power that Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani have. And there are very, very few guys in baseball who can say that. And even more, he has really good bat-to-ball skills. So he doesn't strike out a whole lot.
The Royals have never had a prospect like that in my entire life. If you are using the Bo Jackson comparison in just terms of raw power ability, Bo Jackson played in the 80s. Bo Jackson played with Willie Wilson and George Brett. Who have the Royals had from a straight power perspective that they drafted and developed that you could look at and consider them to be one of the elite premier power hitters in the game? Now, maybe he doesn't turn out to be Aaron Judge. Like, Aaron Judge is one of the best power hitters of our lifetime. Shohei Ohtani, one of the best baseball players that we've ever seen. Maybe that's not what the power projects out to be. But the Pete Alonso comparison, if you're telling me that he's going to be a guy that pretty consistently you think can hit somewhere between 25 and 35 home runs a season, the Royals just haven't had too many players like that in their organization's history. And I think we know enough about Jeff. You just don't throw out those two names unless scouts are telling you that the power numbers are real. Those are the best examples of power that you can currently give when describing a player in Major League Baseball. Shohei and Aaron Judge. So if that's the raw power that you were talking about, I don't know if you can speak more highly of a player than what Jeff Passan just did on Pat McAfee's show yesterday.
I mean, there's a lot of people who in our business or in reporter business are prone to hyperbole. Jeff Passan really isn't one of those guys. He's not the person who's going to make the outlandish claim to get the clicks. He's not the person that's going to pop up all over social media and garner some hate. He's usually pretty steady Eddie down the line, right in the middle. For him to say the power is Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani-like and the casual fan, and when he says casual fan, he's not talking about casual in Kansas City. He's talking about Joe Fan in Seattle. Needs to know this name. He is getting information at the highest level. And as if the hype wasn't already out of control, if Jeff Passan is saying that, let Cags hit the ground running, and you might have more than just Kansas City. You might have a full-blown superstar. We might be having a conversation later this summer. If he's doing that, who's a bigger star, Cags or Bobby Witt Jr.?
Let's calm down just a little bit. Let's calm down a little bit.
If Passan is correct, that's a massive if, and he hits the ground running, and Jeff Passan is saying the casual fan should learn his name. The casual fan has never learned Bobby Witt's name. Not yet. They haven't. You go hang out, Colorado and Miami don't count, but you go hang out in any other major league town in America, they don't know Bobby Witt like that. If Caglione's going to have Aaron Judge power and Jeff Passan is saying on Pat McAfee's show, people need to learn this name. If he hits the ground running, we could see a superstar born.
Yeah, I don't want to. That feels like we're taking a little bit too big of a leap, and I'm perfectly fine with that. I would say the best case scenario for Jack Caglione is that he gets invited to the Home Run Derby. Like, if you were saying, is what is a obtainable goal for Jack Caglione in the next month of the season? It is that he shows enough power that the league is willing to take a gamble and a little bit of a bet on the future. Now, he might be, that's a realistic goal for next season, and he can't show us enough power in the next 3 weeks. I mean, we're not that far away from the All-Star break. The All-Star break is what, July 13th? So we're probably 40 days away from the All-Star break. So that's a really short window. But if you're Jack Caglione and you hit 5 home runs in your first 21 games and you are starting to get that reputation for big home runs, I could see a scenario in which a couple of guys say they don't want to do it. The league is kind of thinking ahead, wants to promote one of its young stars. I mean, this is a big win for Major League Baseball. One of the knocks of baseball is it takes you a long time to get to the majors. We're talking about a guy who was in the College World Series 2 years ago, who spent one season, not even a whole season, down in minor league baseball and has now found himself in the major leagues. That's absolutely a player that baseball would want to promote. The same way that Skeens, you remember, Skeens got off to an incredibly hot start, and we were debating on whether or not he was going to start the All-Star game and made it. So I do think that baseball will wrap its arms around you if you get off to a really good start and try to promote you in that way. So I'm willing to go there. I'm not willing to go Shohei and Aaron Judge and household name. It's baseball. It's just really, really hard to get to that level. There's just not many household names in the sport. But I am willing to throw out there, if this thing goes really well, there's an outside shot that he gets asked to do the Home Run Derby coming up in a month.
I think your Paul Skeens analogy is perfect. You're right. Maybe Judge and Ohtani are bigger names. But remember, Paul Skeens came up and came up fast. And now he was, again, we've talked about his superstardom is different. His superstardom is outside of just his baseball ability. But remember, he came up from college and hit the ground running, and there was talk that he should win Cy Young. There was talk he should start the All-Star game. Now, those things are different, pitcher to hitter. I understand the differences, but think how quickly Paul Skeens became a household name in the summer. If Jack Caglione is in the Home Run Derby, if he is pounding 500-foot homers the way he did in Omaha at the Major League level, if you're telling me that guy with a College World Series background and all the things as an American-born top 10 draft pick hits the ground running, he could have a Paul Skeens-like level of rookie phenomenon, which Kansas City has never experienced in baseball. Again, Bobby was great. Bobby did not come up with Skeens' level of hype.
Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, did he come up as quickly as Bo Jackson? He actually got to the majors a little faster than Bo Jackson. Bo Jackson played 53 games in AA. The Royals were in Memphis back then. That's where their AA team was. He played 53 games down in Memphis. He then made his major league debut in the summer of 86. He played in 25 games. He got off to a little bit of a slow start that first year. I imagine he was also playing football during that time. Just a lot going on. 1987 is probably the debut of Bo Jackson. In 1987, he played 120 games. He got 400 ABs. He hit 22 home runs, 53 RBIs, and hit 235. That's probably what you would consider to be the true rookie season for Bo Jackson. So, I mean, even Bo, I mean, in his first 25 games, he struggled. I think he struggled. Bo struck out 34 times in his first 25 games, hit 207, and only had 2 home runs and 9 RBIs in his first 25 games. So, even Bo Jackson got off to a little bit of a slow start in the major leagues.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.